This is Dakota Datebook for May 31st. Elizabeth Bodine of Velva, North Dakota, was revered within her family and community for her life of devotion to God, husband, and her children. Her story spans two continents and eight decades. Elizabeth was an immigrant, born in Helenfeld, Poland in 1898. She spent most of her youth in Germany before her family came to the U.S. in 1912, settling near Anamoos, North Dakota. She married Frank Bodine in 1917, when she was 19 and he was 35. Frank had established a farm southeast of Voltaire in McHenry County. It was there that Frank and Elizabeth started a family. Daughter Luella was born in 1918, and thereafter, Frank and Elizabeth had 17 more children. Viola, Francis, Jeanette, Paul, Dolores, Loretta, Charles, John, Mark, Monica, Audrey, Bernadette, Robert, Ronald, Gerald, Dale, and William. These 18 children helped with the housework and farm work as the farm near Velva expanded to 800 acres. Frank and Elizabeth, having been educated through eighth grade, wanted to provide their children with something better. As Frank Bodine said, a lot of people would tell us, you can't educate 18 children. But we vowed that if they wanted to go to college, they got the chance. And so each of the eight daughters earned a degree or got schooling for the profession of her choice, and all 10 sons became college graduates, many at nearby Minot State College. Two of the children became nurses, 10 were teachers, and 9 served in the military. They were scholars and athletes, and the sons even had their own Bodine Brothers baseball team. Frank and Elizabeth raised their family upon the philosophy that the larger the family, the happier the family. By all accounts, they succeeded. On this date in 1967, the Mandan Pioneer reported that Elizabeth Bodine had been chosen as National Mother of the Year based upon community and church involvement and the character and achievements of her children. Among her many humanitarian projects were assisting the Indian population in the Belcourt area, contributing clothing and food to relatives in Poland during World War II, and for sending boxes of clothing to Vietnam. Another accolade came in 1979 when Governor Art Link honored her with the state's Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota with funding from Humanities North Dakota.